With Jesus, you can experience joy in the journey. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." So don't give up. Don't give in. Fellow believers, in Christ, you are forgiven. Come to Him and experience victory. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them." This scripture is something that has been on my mind because recently I enjoyed interviewing a Christian leader in the field of executive coaching, consulting, etc., and she herself has experienced a unique journey with the Lord. Linda Byers Swindling, who has appeared as a negotiating expert on major national and international media, described her life as a journey directed by the Lord. Linda's life displays a blend of personal and career success. A mother of two, she discovered how to listen and obey God as He directed her to leave a successful law office with her name prominently displayed and shift into a home office to begin another successful career with her name on books instead. During our interview, Linda mentioned how God used the skills of her previous career as an attorney to equip her for the next one as a professional communicator. With her new career, she was able to be a wonderful mother and wife. And Linda's vibrant voice kept my attention as she shared Matthew 7:7-8, in correlation with her latest book, Ask Outrageously. Then she paused and said, "Be gentle with yourself as you learn. Success is not a destination, it's a journey." How true. True success is a journey with Jesus. It is a journey in which we accept Jesus as Savior and Lord, love Jesus with our actions and words, lean on Jesus and enjoy His word, and then love others with the love of Jesus. Our journeys must not be viewed as purposeless wastes of time or shattered dreams. Instead, God can work everything together for our good. And He can use you. He can restore and heal your heart. He can give you His perspective and new God-given dreams. You can have joy again in Him. Remember, you're not an exception. You are accepted in Christ. Once you know Jesus as Savior and Lord, you are saved. So remember that you are loved, and no hurting heart exceeds His ability to heal. Dr. Adrian Rogers wisely said, "God is the healer of broken dreams and the restorer of stolen years." That's a fact, my friends. Take God's word to heart as you give Him your heart to heal. It's not over. With Jesus, it's never over. You can experience a new season of freedom, healing, purpose, joy, and peace. Daily run to Jesus. Rely on Jesus and relay His good news to others. And remember, the scripture says, whoever believes in Him, whoever adheres to, trusts in, and relies on Him will not be disappointed in His expectations. Folks, when our journey with Jesus takes us to heaven, we will not be disappointed in Him. For with Him, we experience eternal victory and an eternal win. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for loving us and for sending Jesus to die on the cross in our place, bearing the punishment for all our sins, all our mistakes, all the ways we fall short of You. Lord, right now I pray with those who have not yet repented and accepted You. And I pray with them right now. We repent of our sin. We turn from it. We don't want to sin anymore. We want You to rule our lives, to save us from sin, and fill us, use us for Your glory. Help us, Lord, to rely on You and experience the true joy of knowing You in our everyday lives. We confess that You are Lord and believe in our hearts that You died and rose again for us. Thank You for the victory we have in You. And Lord, I pray with everyone listening right now. I pray with them and ask for Your best for every request on their hearts and my heart. Lord, we want Your will. We want Your way. Please use us, fill us, guide us. Thank You for the victory we have in You. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Take time to focus on the victory that you have in Jesus. Focus on Him. Seek His face. Seek him for who he is, not just what he does. And enjoy the promises of God that never fail. Share them with others in your life. And remember, you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. I'm so thankful that we have thousands of people worldwide who have opted to join Praying Pals. And so just feel free to join us again at prayingpals.org. Now enjoy church, pray for your pastors, and enjoy Jesus every single day.